KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Before I introduce you to our first guest, I want to remind you, Matthew Malden from 505 Church was on with us earlier this week, and an event that he has coming up next week at UNM. You are encouraged to be a part of this. It's basically Ask the Pastor at UNM. He sets up for about, I don't know, an hour or so out there from noon to 1 o'clock, takes questions from UNM students. And listen, especially if you're on the UNM campus, encourage you to invite friends to be out there for it. It's really community outreach hosted by 505 Church. The website's 505.church. They'll have a limited amplified Q&A session open to listeners, seekers, and believers. And then that's on next Thursday, but next Saturday, they're going to be out doing some street witnessing that you can be a part of. So if you want to be a part of that, actually, you can text Pastor Matthew at 505-796-2841. I'll give that number again here momentarily. Or email 505.church.ea@gmail.com. All right, you ready? Here's that phone number again. 505-796-2841, and be part of what the body of Christ, doesn't matter which church you're going to, if it's a Bible believing church, go out and be part of what's happening at UNM. Coming up in in the next week or so, August 28th and 29th at Calvary Church Albuquerque, a marriage enrichment workshop. You've heard us talking about it. It'll be in the hub at Calvary Church. Easy enough to find if you get to the campus, but let me encourage you to go to calvarynm.church. And right there on the homepage, if you scroll down, you see a little link where it says campus map. You can find where the hub is on the campus. And in studio with us, Noel Gemmer is here. And you're busy putting this together.
Hello. Yes, we are busy putting it together. Really excited that we already have some folks signed up. That is getting me busy.
Yeah.
Looking for people to get me a little busier as we have some home stretch signups.
It's awfully fun to, put something like this together to actually do the event. But come on, there's a little bit of, when this is in the rearview mirror and I can breathe a sigh of relief,
yes,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Now, officially, what's your title on the staff?
I am primarily actually the wedding coordinator, okay, but I'm also the marriage ministry admin.
Okay. So this event coming up on August 28th and 29th, that's a Friday and Saturday, starts at 6:30 Friday night for a few hours. And then, most of the day, Saturday, it's a full day event starting at 8:30 that morning, a 2-day workshop designed to strengthen and enrich marriages. Was this your brainchild or?
It was not. No, it was actually Pastor Nelson's brainchild. There's been quite a few couples ahead of us that have ran this workshop. And our lead facilitators are actually Paige and Lino Chavez, who have reworked it. And so it's really their newest iteration brainchild. So all credit goes to them.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you what an encouragement it is to me. I'm finding myself more and more on, the older end of the age scale, and to see the young couples picking up this mantle, grabbing the baton, whether it's for specific areas like this with marriage or just the gospel, mm-hmm, to our community. So thank you, and thanks to the Chavises for your work in this area. But let's kind of draw a picture for people that are hearing a marriage conference. Okay, maybe this would be for us. Who are you looking for, Noel? Who are you looking to get registered for the event and come out and get equipped?
Right. Yeah. If you are married, we want you to be here. So you may feel like your marriage is on the rocks, you're struggling a little bit, or you might lean into that, I think we're good enough.
Yeah.
But we think every marriage needs help, needs work, needs investment of time. So we encourage anyone that is married to join us.
It does, and look, in spite of my physique now, at one time I was an athlete and baseball from fourth grade through high school and then softball after that. And, I'm going that route because, in spite of the fact I knew the game, mm-hmm, I knew the game well.
Mm-hmm.
Every spring, we're out there doing the basics,
right?
And practice makes permanent,
right?
So I want to just speak to what you said about someone who's like, yeah, we're good. We do a Bible study together every day. We don't, yeah. we don't ever fight. That might, you know, that might be something we need to talk about,
right? And that's the thing, when you say practice makes permanent, I like to think about intentional practice,
yeah.
Right? What are you making permanent?
And I'll tell you, that's why I say practice makes permanent, yeah. Instead of perfect,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because if you practice poorly, you're going to perform poorly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what this is all about: is equipping couples with the things they need to practice well.
Yes. Absolutely.
So when they're putting those tools to work, they're seeing great things come from their marriage, and ultimately, in that, as Christians, because this is all going to be through a biblical worldview lens.
Yes.
That the Lord is glorified in it.
Right.
And when he is, and we're on his path and his, we're not missing the mark as far as his will is concerned, all things are good.
It is. And for those couples that have been married, have a few decades in, and they might think, do we really need to do this? The other encouragement I'd have is there's couples in that group that are coming that could hear from you.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to also pour into others in that group setting. So think about how you could also contribute and let others learn from your experience.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you said that, as far as people who've been married a long time. And the reciprocal is true too. So we don't often think about that, but often as couples who've been together a long time, to see, it's kind of like, in the Bible when it talks about returning to your first love, those feelings mm-hmm. you had for the Lord when you first came to the Lord. And, if you've been married a length of time, it's really easy to slide into, that's my roommate.
Right.
The heart maybe not pitter patter like it used to.
Right.
And there's things, there's things that you could probably do to see God do a work in that area as well. But the younger couples, oftentimes they'll have inspiration for people who've been married a long time.
They do. We do premarital as well, and it's really fun to see couples that are super excited about each other and think about what is our attitude towards each other as well as a married couple, even mentoring them.
Well, it's important that people go to the website at calvarynm.church. in advance, because you have some work for them to do before.
We have an assessment that you take. So we use the prepare and enrich methodology. So you do take an assessment. And I know I say report. It's not a report card, but it is a tool to use for the conversations that we're going to have during the workshop. So we do want folks to sign up early enough to take that assessment and for me to get all of those reports printed out and get you assigned to your table mentors.
Obviously, other than the facilitators taking a look at those assessments, they're in confidence.
They are. Yes. The report is for you and for your table leaders only.
Yeah. So be aware of that at calvarynm.church. Now, for those who are younger, or maybe you're co-parenting with your kids as grandparents, childcare is not provided for this event. So we're letting you know about it well in advance. It's August 28th and 29th, a week away, next Friday and Saturday at Calvary Church Albuquerque on the Osuna campus. In the hub, and again, that campus map is on the homepage at calvarynm.church for the marriage enrichment workshop. When you do get to the point, Noel, when the workshop is in the rearview mirror,
mm-hmm.
what do you hope to see?
One of the things I hope to see is the connections that couples make in mm-hmm. the table. You'll be at a table with a few other couples, and some have actually even formed actual groups together, or small groups, to continue talking to each other about the marriage. So I'd love to see that follow on of, okay, what is next? We've learned a lot of information. How do we put this into practice, and how do we get paired up and partnered up with other couples to continue to strengthen our marriages? So I'd love it to inspire them to continue to invest.
Yeah, iron sharpens iron, for sure. If the Lord works in that way, I mean, there could be lifelong relationships started at an event like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really fun. We've just really seen some couples just really take off in their own relationship. And again, yeah, exactly as you said, having other couples invest in your marriage that see marriage as a covenant in a biblical perspective, yeah, just like you do.
So if I'm reading this correctly, they'll hear from people speaking to the general.
Yep, that's correct.
Attendees, and then they'll break off into smaller groups, mm-hmm, with facilitators and more personal conversations,
yes,
and really working through things. Okay, I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to throw it back to you. Is there anything left unsaid you want to make sure we go to?
We are going to have a great lunch as well. We're going to have some Mediterranean food. So
oh, nice.
Maybe if other reasons don't inspire you, we also are working to make sure we have some good food as you focus,
yeah,
on
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. One of my favorite trips ever to Israel, because it was Israel, but the food was, yeah, fantastic. Mediterranean, and it's so good for you.
It's really good, yeah. So it'll be a nice, healthy meal, nothing that puts you in a coma for the afternoon. We do have some great facilitators as well. My husband and I will be facilitating.
All right.
Paige and Leno, of course, and then also Brandon and Jen Robinson will also be facilitating. So we have a great team of facilitators. And again, you're just going to have that opportunity to meet a lot of other great couples.
Okay. Well, Noelle Gemmer, thanks so much for getting us the information. Come back again. Let us
Thank
know what's
you.
Going on.
Love to come back.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. More coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.